You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of Talking Typer, which is now available not only on Windows, but also on iOS, i.e. your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So for this demo, I've currently got Talking Typer that I downloaded and installed from the iOS App Store onto my iPad Pro here. And as recommended in the app itself, it's best if you use it with a Bluetooth keyboard. So I'm currently going to be using Talking Typer in this demo with my smart keyboard with my iPad Pro. I've also been using it with my Magic Keyboard on my iPhone as well. But anyway, let me just ask Siri to open up Talking Typer on my iPad Pro. Hey Siri, open Talking Typer.
Talking Typer, login button.
Okay, now when I ran this after downloading it and installing it, it did prompt me to say that it is recommended that you do use the app with a external keyboard. So you do get that reminder to use it with a Bluetooth keyboard because it is a typing tutor for a QWERTY keyboard. All right, so I'm not really going to be using any gestures in this demo. I'm primarily going to be using my keyboard to navigate. Just keep in mind primarily though that if you do want to use voiceover gestures, you of course can. And it's basically flick left and right to move up and down the screen, or drag your finger around, one finger double tap to activate an item that just spoke to you. And of course you can use the two finger rotor gesture to rotate around to say for headings if you want to navigate between beginner and advanced in the lessons, or between the headings, for example, in the help documentation, which is HTML based. Let me just make sure I'm at the top of the screen.
Quick nav on.
It's going to turn quick nav on and jump to the top of the screen.
Login button.
So at the top of the screen, we've basically got a login button. And if I go to the right, I'm just going to be using VO Writer or Contraption Writer.
Talking Typer heading.
Okay, there's the heading of the app, Talking Typer, for the main menu of the screen.
Logout button.
Logout button. So there at the top.
Current user.
Then we've got a label here that says current user. I don't have any users at the moment in here.
Lessons and drills button. Double tap to practice or take lessons.
Practice or take lessons. And basically, I've got hints turned on with voiceover, just so we get that extra help text after each item. So let's keep going down the menu.
Keyboard Explorer button. Double tap explore the keyboard.
Okay, explore the keyboard.
Games.
Next one.
Button.
Games.
Double tap to play games.
And of course, current game at the moment is Hurry Scurry. Next one.
Administrator button. Double tap to go to admin screen.
Okay, so admin screen is where you can set up to be an administrator for the app, add students, create groups, and also adjust the app settings as well. And we'll go into that in a tick.
Help button. Double tap to get help.
And then we've got help. Now, I'm actually just going to go into help at the moment. It's going to do control option spacebar or VO spacebar.
Help. Talking Typer. Back button.
And of course, we've got a back button at the top of the screen, or I can use my escape key.
Talking Typer. Login button.
To go back. Okay, so let me just go back down to help again.
Keyboard game. Help button.
Select that again.
Help. Talking Typer.
Okay.
Back button.
Let's do VO right arrow, contraption right arrow.
Help. Heading.
That's the heading help. Now you will notice when using the keyboard, there's a few items that are basically, I guess, hidden objects that won't speak if you're using VO right arrow, contraption right arrow. So that was just one of them.
Quick start guide button.
Okay, quick start guide button.
Double tap to read quick start guide.
Now this first quick start guide in this version of the app, let me just show you what happens when I try and access it.
Quick start guide. Heading.
And go to the right.
Done. Button.
And if I keep trying to go to the right, nothing happens. Okay, so it's not
powered
voiceover
by TCPDF.
Friendly.
www.tcpdf.org.
So that's all I really get if I do VO Writer Contraption Writer a few times. So I'm assuming it's the Quick Start Guide in PDF format, which is currently not accessible with voiceover. Nor with my Braille display. I've got my Braille Sense U2 connected on the Braille Sense either. So let me just go to the top of the screen.
Quick Start Guide. Heading.
And,
done.
And it's going to choose the done button. I just did VR right to the done button and then VR spacebar
done.
On it.
Help. Talking typer. Back button.
Okay, and let's go through again.
Help. Heading. Quick start guide.
So I'll ignore button. That one for the moment.
Quick start guide. Button.
And this second quick start guide.
Double tap to read quick start guide.
Is actually the user manual. Or the quick start guide for the user manual. So if I VA spacebar, control option spacebar on that one.
User guide. Heading.
This is in HTML format. So I'm going to use my quick nav keys to cycle around on the rotor to headings.
Audio ducking. Punctuate. Sounds. Hints. Container. Headings.
Okay. And if I do down arrow now.
Talking typer trademark sign. For iOS devices. Heading level 1. About talking typer. For iOS devices. Heading level 2. Download the app. Heading level 3.
So this is basically give you instructions about downloading the app. If I down there again.
Connect a keyboard.
Connect a keyboard.
Heading level 3. Using voiceover. Heading level 3.
Using voiceover.
Using echo keys. Heading level 3.
Using echo keys, i.e. if you're actually using voiceover, then you don't want echo keys on. Otherwise, you're actually going to get both voiceover and the app itself talking, because the app does talk in its own right, but it talks quite well with voiceover in general as well. But you can use it without voiceover if you don't rely heavily on the use of a screen reader. So if you're low vision and you want a bit of speech, it's fine.
How to navigate within the app. Heading level 3. Logins and passwords.
Logins
heading
and passwords.
Level 2. Administrators and independent learners. Heading level 2.
Okay, administrators and independent learners. And I'm just going to go through the rest of the help topics so you can hear them. I won't read out each one myself verbally.
About administrators. Create an admin/independent learner account. Heading level 3. Setting admin preferences. Preferences options. Preferences table. Suggested sequence of tasks. Heading level 3.
That one's actually a suggested sequence of tasks for actually using the app, which is quite handy. Basically what it says is set up an admin username and password, create students, create a group, add students to the group, and then assign lessons.
About independent learners. Student accounts. Create a student account. Edit a student account. Delete a student account. Edit student page options. Edit student table. Review student progress. Group accounts. Create a group. Assign to a group. Edit a group. Delete a group. Custom and default lessons. Default lessons. Default lessons table. Assign a lesson. Create a custom lesson. Duplicate a lesson. Edit a lesson. Delete a lesson. Students. Heading level 2. About student logins. Login to a student account. Take a lesson. Keyboard Explorer. Heading level 2. Practice drills. Take a practice drill. Play Hurry Scurry. Trademark citations. Heading not found.
And we're at the bottom of the actual quick start user guide. Now, just in case you're wondering how I'm jumping to the top and the bottom of a current screen, because I'm about to jump to the top of the help here in the moment. When I've got quick nav turned on with the left and right arrow keys, if I press Control and up arrow.
User guide. Heading.
I'm going to the top. And if I press Control and down arrow.
App Store is a service mark of app.
Okay, I've gone to the bottom of the whole page. All right, so back to the top. Control, up arrow.
User guide. Heading.
And if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Done. Button.
There's the done button. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Done. Help. Talking typer. Back button.
Now, in the help information, also tells you that the practice drills do not count against the actual lessons, and they reflect each lesson. So if you wanted to practice, for example, with the initial keys for the left hand, A, S, D, and F, then you can do the practice drills, and then you can go and do the lesson, and then that's when the test scores then count. The practice drills don't count against your overall score. Okay, so we're back in the help screen. Now, if I keep going down past that second
quick start
guide,
email support button.
You can email support, and there's no help testing for that button. So if I access it with VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Email support info@f.org. Text field.
Okay, so info@f.org. And if I press VA right arrow, control option right arrow.
CC, BC, CC from Davij, Davij 9, subject, talking type, message body. Sent from my iPad.
Okay, and of course I can type in my message and send it. So I'm going to jump to the top of the screen again with control up arrow.
Cancel button.
There's cancel, and of course if I go to the right, VR right control option right arrow.
Talk, send button.
There's the send button. Okay, so back to the left.
Talk, cancel,
and VR spacebar control option spacebar on the cancel button.
Alert, delete draft button.
Yep, delete draft, VR spacebar.
Return to help, talking typer, back button.
Okay, and if we keep going through the help screen again.
Help. Quick start guide. Quick start. Email support. 2017 American Printing House for the Blind.
Okay, so 2017 American Printing House for the Blind.
Talking typer. Beta build 1214.
And this is the beta build that I've currently got sitting on my iPad. There was an update that I've got on my iPhone. This one seems to have not updated. And I believe it said version 1.5 as opposed to the actual beta version that this one's currently showing on my iPad. All right, so top of screen.
Talking typer, back button.
That was control up arrow. And let's, of course, using quick nav. And let's do VA spacebar, control and spacebar, I'm back.
Talking typer, login button.
All right, so let me just go and show you the admin screen. So let's go down.
Talking typer, logout, current user, lessons and Drake. Keyboard Explorer, Games, Administrator, button. Double tap to go to admin screen.
That one I want. VS spacebar, control option spacebar.
Administrator, talking typer, back button.
There's our back button, of course. So VR writer, control option writer.
Administrator, heading, students, button. Double tap to administer students.
Okay, so double tap to administer students.
Groups, button.
Groups.
Double tap to administer groups.
Double tap to administer groups.
App preferences.
App
button.
Preferences.
Double tap to open app settings.
And let's go into app settings.
Settings. Administrator. Back button.
And VR writer control option right arrow.
Settings. Heading. Teacher name and password. Button.
Teacher name and password.
Echo correct keys.
Okay, echo correct keys. That's a label heading.
Echo correct keys. Switch button, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so by default, that's actually off.
Speech button.
Is the speech settings.
Lesson text size button.
Lesson text size. So you can adjust the size of the text on the screen. All right, so let me go back to
speech button.
Speech settings, we'll have a look in speech settings. Yeah, spacebar control.
Speech settings. Settings. Back button.
It's a good old back button. VR writer control option right arrow.
Speech settings. Heading, rate, 0.5.
Okay, so rate is currently 0.5.
50%, adjustable.
And of course, if I wanted to
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Swipe up or down, and because I'm using a keyboard, I can press up arrow.
60%, 70%.
And let me do VR right arrow.
Pitch, 1.33. Voice, Karen. Test speech button.
And there's our test speech button.
Hello there, this is Karen, enhanced. How do I sound?
Probably a little bit fast, so let me just do VR left arrow control option left arrow.
Karen, voice, 33, pitch, 170, rate, 0.7.
Yep, so it's at 0.7 now, so let me just go VR right arrow control option right arrow.
70%,
let's
adjustable,
slow it down to
60%,
60, and then do VR right arrow control
pitch,
right arrow.
30, voice, Karen, test speech. Button.
And VR spacebar, control spacebar,
double
test
tap
speech.
To hear a sound.
Hello
test
there, this is Garen, enhanced. How do I sound?
Okay, so let me just go back. We'll
33
put it back on 50%.
Pitch, 60, rate, 0.6, 60%, adjustable,
okay, down.
50%.
Actually, let's make it slow.
40%, 30%.
Let's try 30%, and let's go to the right.
Pitch, third, voice, Karen, test speed.
Hello
test
there, this is Garen, enhanced. How do I sound?
Ew, horrible at that speed. All right, so let's go back to the rate and we'll put it back on 50.
Karen, voice, 33, pitch, 30%, rate, 0.3.
Yeah, so 0.3, 30%, back to the right, and then up.
And 40%, 50%.
50, so they forgot to the right again.
Pitch, 1.0, 33%,
that's at 33%. And an item that doesn't speak with VR right arrow option right arrow.
Voice. Karen, enhanced. Picker item. Adjustable.
So we've got Karen.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And I'm going to press up arrow to change the voice.
Catherine selected.
That's Catherine, up arrow.
Gordon selected.
Gordon.
Karen selected.
Let's keep pressing up arrow.
Arthur enhanced
selected.
Oh, is that right? That's Arthur.
Martha
enhanced selected.
Yep.
Arthur
selected.
Oh, there we go, Arthur.
Daniel selected.
Let's drop arrow.
Martha selected.
Moira
selected.
Aaron
selected.
Fred
selected.
Ooh.
Nikki
selected.
Samantha
selected.
Tessa
selected.
Alex selected. Alex selected.
Alex.
And that's it. All right, so let me have them down arrow.
Tessa selected.
Samantha
selected.
Nikki selected.
Fred selected.
Aaron
selected.
Imagine
current input.
Let's see what he sounds like. So VR writing interruption, right arrow.
Test speech button.
Let's try test speech.
Hello
test
there.
Speech.
This is Aaron. How do I sound?
Not bad, actually. And of course, if you've muddled up all your speech settings, you can go to next one, VR writing interruption, right arrow.
Restore defaults.
Restore button. Defaults. If I go to the right again,
restore
we can't go any further. All right, so top of screen.
Settings. Back button.
And select on the back button. Of course, if I'm using quick nav, I don't always have to do control option spacebar or VR spacebar. Remembering on a smart keyboard, I can't do up and down together because the actual up and down arrow is actually fused into one key. So on a smart keyboard on iPad Pro, it's the top three keys. So the top part of left, up arrow, and the top part of the right arrow key.
Settings. Administrator. Back button.
Okay, and go to the right.
Settings. Teacher name and password.
So we have teacher name and password.
Echo correct keys. Speech. Button.
Speech.
Lesson text size.
Lesson text size.
Button.
And that's it, okay? So let me go back.
Echo correct key. Teacher name and password.
And let's do button. Teacher name and password.
Username. Text field. Is editing. Teacher.
Okay. So username is teacher.
Double tap to enter username.
So I want to make sure I'm editing, so I'm going to do VS spacebar, control option spacebar.
Insertion point at start.
Which I am, quick nav off. Insertion start to start, because it said insertion point at start, and it said quick nav off. So I'm going to use my right arrow key.
Cap T E A C A E A.
Let's get to the end, and that's going to Romeo press delete.
Cap T.
All right, and I'm just going to do one more for good luck, and let's just type in David. There we go, and.
Password.
Go back.
Quick nav on. Username. Text field. Is editing. David.
Yep.
Password.
Password.
Optional.
Password. Is optional.
Secure
and
text
I'm
field.
Not going to worry about typing in a password.
Password confirmation.
Confirm password.
Confirmation, password. Submit. Button.
And then a submit button.
Submit. Settings. Teacher name and password. Button.
Okay, so I've done teacher name and password. And that's all I need to do with this current screen. So top of screen.
Administrator. Back button.
And let's go back. VS spacebar, control option spacebar.
Administrator. Talking typer. Back button.
Go to the right.
Administrator. Heading.
And remember, we're still under the administrator menus. So, VR right arrow.
Students.
So,
button.
Students.
Groups. Button. App preferences.
And
button.
App preferences. So, that's where we were
double
before.
Double tap to open app settings.
In app preferences. So, let's go back to left.
Groups. Button. Students.
Okay,
button.
So, let's create a student. It's going to do one for the moment.
Students. Administrator, students, add student, button.
Okay, add student button.
Edit student. Cancel student edit, button.
Okay, VR writing control option right, that was edit button.
Edit student, heading, save student info, button. Remove student, name, text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, so VR spacebar, control option spacebar.
Quick nav off, text
field. I'm just going to type in my son's name. O-W-E-N, then VR right arrow.
Clear text, quick nav on, password, secure text field.
And again, you can put a password
double
in, but I'm actually going
to
don't worry about it.
View results, assign to group, button.
And I can assign it to a group, but I haven't created a group yet. I'll do that in a minute.
Assign lessons, button.
Can assign lessons.
Undo, button.
Undo.
Redo.
Redo. Dim.
Paste, button.
Paste.
Dismiss, button.
And dismiss. So one more time, and I'm at the bottom of the screen. So jump to the top of the screen. Control up arrow.
Cancel student edit.
And VR right arrow.
Edit student. Save student info. Button.
Okay, save student info. So VS spacebar, control option spacebar.
Save students. Administrator. Back button.
Okay, so now I'm going to do VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Students. Add student. Button.
So I've added a student.
Owen.
There's Owen. All right.
Double tap to edit this student.
Yep, I can edit the student. So back to the left.
Students. Heading. Administrator. Back
Let's
button.
Back.
Administrator.
And VR
Talking typer. Administrator. Students. Groups. Button.
Okay, let me create a group.
Group. Groups. Administrator. Back button. Groups. Heading. Add group. Button.
And let's add a group.
Add group. Quick nav off. Alert. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Now, I like to read out a label heading before I start typing anything. So let me just do VR left arrow, control option, left arrow.
Enter a name for this group.
There we go.
Quick nav on.
VR right control option, right arrow.
Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Okay, and me being paranoid again, let me do VR spacebar, control option,
spacebar. Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
And I've also turned quick nav off, so I know I'm in editing mode. All right, so I'm just going to call this home. And then VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Cancel. Quick nav on. Save. Button.
And there's our save button.
Save. Groups. Default group.
If I do control upper.
Administrator. Back button.
And go across.
Groups.
Right
heading.
Arrow.
Add VR group. Right arrow. Button. Default group.
So that's default
Double
group.
Home.
And there's the home group. So I'm going to add my son to the home group. So VR spacebar.
Edit group.
Control spacebar
groups.
On.
Back button.
Home group. VR right arrow, control arrow.
Edit group. Heading. Delete group. Group name. Heading. Home. Pencil. Assign lessons. Heading. Assign lessons. Button.
So assign lessons.
Students. Heading.
Students heading.
Select students. Button.
Select students. Let me do that
select,
one.
VR select spacebar, students spacebar. For group. Select students for group. Heading.
Okay, select students for group.
Owen.
There's Owen.
Owen.
And I've only got one student at the moment, so VR spacebar drops
selected.
Spacebar.
Owen. Select students for group.
And if I go back
selected.
To it,
Owen.
Okay, it says it's selected Owen. VR left arrow, control option, left arrow.
Select edit group. Back button.
And back
edit,
button.
Edit group. Groups. Back button.
And if I go to the right, VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Edit group. Delete group. Group name. Heading. Home. Pencil.
So home.
Assign lessons.
Assign
heading.
Lessons.
Assign lessons. Students. Heading. Select students. Button. Owen.
Okay, so now past the select students button, I can now see that Owen's been added to the group home. So top of screen again.
Groups. Back button.
Back button.
Group. Groups. Administrator. Back button.
Okay, let's just check where we are. VR right arrow, option, right arrow.
Groups. Heading. Add group. Default group. Home. Home.
Okay, so we're on the group
double tap
screen.
To edit this group administrator back
and
button
back again VR spacebar Admin-
administrator
spacebar.
Talking typer
and
back button
let's check where we are VR right control option right
administrator students button groups button app preferences button
okay so students
double
groups,
tap to open app
and app settings so we've basically been through all three of those so let's go at the top
talking typer back button
back.
Talking typer login button
okay, and we're back to the main home screen of the app.
Login button.
All right, so let me log in, Owen.
Username. Text field. Is editing.
Type in Owen, O-W-E-N.
Password. Submit. Button.
Yes,
alert. Success. Quick nav off.
Oh, success. Lovely.
Owen logged in. Quick nav on. Okay. Talking typer. Login button.
All right, so let's go and explore the keyboard first. So
talking typer. Logout. Current user. Lessons and drills.
Let me just
button.
Go back one.
Current user.
And if I now look at current user.
Current Owen. Talking typer. Back button.
Here we can find that Owen is the current user. So VR spacebar, control option, spacebar on the back button.
Talking typer.
All right, now let's go
Login.
To
button.
Explore.
Talking. Logout. Current user. Lessons and keyboard explorer. Button.
Keyboard Explorer.
Keyboard Exploration.
Keyboard Explorer.
Just start
Talking
typing.
Typer.
Press Escape
back
to exit.
Button.
If I start typing the keyboard, I'm just going to turn Quick Nav off.
Quick Nav off.
And to start typing the keyboard.
A. S. D. F. Space. Semicolon. L. K. J. H. Space. Q. W. E. R. T. Y. P. O. I. U.
Okay, etc. And then, of course, to stop, if I do VR left arrow, control option, left arrow.
Talking typer. Back button.
There's the back button. So
talking typer. Login button.
And let's go down to...
Talking, logout, current user, lessons and drills, button.
Let's go to lessons and drills.
Double tap to practice or take lessons.
Keep in mind that practice doesn't count against the score in talking type. It's only when you take a lesson. So let's do a practice drill for the left hand first.
Learning modes. Talking typer. Back button.
And if I do VR runner, contraption runner.
Learning modes. Heading. Owen. Practice drills. Button.
So I've got practice drills.
Lessons. Button.
Lessons.
Double tap to start lessons. Custom lessons. Button. Double tap to create, edit, or take custom lessons.
Okay, or custom lessons. So let's go back.
Lesson. Practice drills.
And we'll choose practice. Practice, space
practice
space
lessons.
Bar.
Learning modes. Back button.
Now, the actual exercises are divided into beginner, of which there's 14 and 21, I believe, advanced. So a total of 35 lessons. So if I arrow around... And turn quick nav back on.
Quick nav on.
Now if I up and right.
Words. Speaking right. Volume. Audio. Punctuation. Sounds. Hints. Containers. Headings.
And then do narrow.
Practice lessons.
That's practice heading. Lessons. Heading.
Beginner.
Beginner.
Heading. Advanced.
And
heading.
Advanced. So let me just go back up arrow.
Beginner. Heading.
Okay, and if I do VR right arrow, contraption run arrow.
Home keys for the left hand. Button.
So I've got home keys for left hand.
Home keys for the right hand.
Home keys for the right
button.
Hand.
New keys are G and H.
New keys
button.
Are G and H.
Capitals and the period key.
Capitals
button.
And the period key, etc., etc. Okay, so VR left arrow control left to go back.
New home keys for the right hand. Home keys for the left hand.
And let's
button.
Choose home keys for the left hand. So VR spacebar, control option spacebar.
Quit button.
So I've got the quit button.
Double tap to quit.
And if I do VR right arrow control right arrow.
Instructions.
Instructions.
Button. Start. Button.
Start button.
Beginning with your little finger, place the fingers of your left hand on A, S, D, and F. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters. Text
okay,
field.
So basically press the space bar after
double
each
tap to edit.
Characters or letters. And if you're not using VoiceOver, if I go back VR left arrow control option left arrow.
Start. Instructions.
I
button.
Can get the app to speak those instructions.
Double
so
tap to speak instructions.
Spacebar.
Beginning
instructions.
With your little finger, place the fingers of your left hand on A, S, D, and F. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters.
Okay, so let's go and VR instruction right arrow.
Start button.
And start, and we'll see
double
how we go.
Double tap to start the lesson. Start.
Type the following
instructions.
Characters. F, D, S, A. Space.
So if I do FSDS space, and I keep feeling always forgetting to do this, I'm going to turn quick nav off.
Quick nav off.
And if I do FDSA space,
FDSA space.
Okay, now you can tell that I've got keyboard echo within the app currently turned off. It was talking in explore mode for the keyboard. But now it's no longer talking because now I'm doing the practice drills and it won't talk in the lessons. When I get to practice with the right hand, I'll turn it back on again and you can see the difference. But I've tried it before and it doesn't seem to interfere too bad with VoiceOver. All right, so I've just forgotten what I'm supposed to type, so I'm going to press the tab key.
F, D, S, A, space.
Okay, and what I'm going to do, I'm just going to shut up and that's going to do what it tells me to do. And then we'll do a mistake later on.
Add, A. D, D, space, A, space, sad, S, A, D, space, fad, F, A, D,
okay,
space.
So let me type in completely wrong letters.
F, A, D,
so it
space.
It. So F, D,
A, D, space.
And just type another incorrect one. So press tab again.
A, D, space.
A, D, space.
Dad. D,
okay, so
A,
you can
D,
very quickly
space.
Tell what you're supposed to type in. So again, I missed that one.
D, A, D,
okay,
space.
Dad, D, A, D, space.
A, S, D, F, space. F, D, S, A, space. A, space. Sad. Fad. A, space. As. Fad. Add. A, D, S, D, S,
well.
F. Space.
I hate it when it does the other sequence. Just press tab again.
S, F, space.
S, F, space.
A, D, S, F, space.
Okay, A, D, S, F, space.
Fad, F,
F, A, D.
Fad,
F, A, D.
Fad,
F, A, D.
Add,
A, D,
add.
Add again.
A,
S D
A D S F space
S D F
A D S F space
A space
A space
A space space
as
A S
as
as
A
S as
A S again
add
A double D
A space sad
S A D
sad
S A D
fad
fad
your score 23 words per minute in 1 minute and 11 seconds your accuracy 96% with 4 errors.
Okay, now I can reread that back to myself. So if I do VR out of control, option run error.
23 words per minute time.
Ooh,
1 minute
dear.
And 11 seconds accuracy. 96% four errors.
Okay.
Okay.
So
button.
Remember,
okay.
You can
quit.
Practice
that button.
As many times as you like. So if I do VR
double
out of control, option run error.
Instruct start button.
I can do it again to keep practicing.
Double tap to start the lesson.
And again, remember, it doesn't account against your score in the talking type of tutorial. So let's go back and
instruct
choose quit.
Quit. Button.
So VR spacebar, control and spacebar.
Double
of course,
tap
I was
to
doing
quit.
Control option left arrow.
Quit. Practice lessons. Home keys for the left hand.
Okay.
Button.
We want to get out of the practice mode, so I'm going to do VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Beginner. Practice learning mode. Learning modes. Back
and
button.
Come back.
Learning.
One screen.
Learning modes.
And now we want
talking
to go
typer.
Down
back button.
To the actual lesson. So VR right control option right arrow.
Learning Owen. Practice three lessons.
Okay.
Button.
Here's actual lessons.
Lesson. Default lessons. Learning modes. Back button.
And again, divided into headings, beginner and advanced. So VR right control option right arrow.
Default lessons. Heading. Beginner. Heading. Home keys for the left hand.
Okay, home
button.
Keys for the left hand. Let's
home
select that one.
Quit. Button.
So same thing again.
Double
quit.
Instructions.
Instructions.
Start.
Start.
But beginning with your little finger.
And here's
place the
in
fingers
text.
Of your left hand on A, S, D, and F. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters.
Okay,
text
and of course,
field.
If we go back with VR left arrow control option
double
left arrow,
start instructions.
To read back to
button.
Us by VR spacebar control spacebar.
Double
bar
tap
on
to speak instructions.
Beginning with your little finger, place the fingers of your left hand on A, S, D, and F. Use your right thumb to press the space bar after each word or set of letters.
Okay, so let's go and
start button.
VR right arrow control option right arrow to start.
Double tap to start the lesson.
VR spacebar.
Start.
Type the following
instructions.
Characters. F, D, S, A. Space F D S A F D S A space add A space sad fad dad D A S D F D S A space sad fad A space as A fad add a d s a d s fad 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 add a s d f a space a space a space as a s as a s as add a space sad sad s a d fad your score
alert.
72 words per
your
minute
score.
And 0 minutes and 22 seconds your accuracy 100% with 0 errors.
Ooh, very good. Okay, Mr. Owen's doing very well timing. All right, so VR right control option right arrow.
72 words per minute time 0 okay button.
Oops.
72 words per minute time 0 minutes and 22 seconds accuracy, 100% zero errors.
Oh, very cool.
Okay, button.
Okay, so VR spacebar, control spacebar on okay.
Okay, quit, button.
And we want to quit.
Quit, default lessons. Home keys for the left hand.
And turn my quick nav back on.
Quick nav on.
Control up arrow.
Learning modes.
And
back button.
VR spacebar, control spacebar.
Learning,
back button.
Learning modes. Talking typer. Back
and
button.
Back again.
Talking typer. Login. Button.
Okay, now I'm going to go and change that keyboard echo setting to on to see what happens when I practice with the right hand with talking typer echoing the keys.
Talking. Logger. Current. Lessons. Keyboard. Games. Administrate. 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 Student. Groups. App preference. App settings. Setting. Teacher. Echo. 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 Correct keys. Switch button. Off.
Okay, on. Okay, so basically I just went into administrator, app settings, and turned the echo keys on for the correct keys. All right. So top.
Administrator. Back button.
Choose the back button with VR spacebar and drop the spacebar.
Administrator. Talking typer. Back button. Talking typer. Login.
Right. And let's do a practice and then a drill for the right hand. So VR right arm drops right arrow.
Talking type. Logout. Current user. Lessons and drills. Learning mode. Learning mode. Owen. Practice drills. Practice lessons. Beginner. Heading. Home keys for the left hand. Home keys for the right hand.
Okay. Button. So of course I'm just doing VR right arm contraption right to come across those particular items on the screen. Going to the right and then VR spacebar contraption spacebar to select.
Home quit. Button.
And we'll same thing again. Quit.
Dump instructions.
Instructions.
Start.
Start.
Button. Beginning text. With your index finger. Place the fingers of your right hand on J, K, L, and semicolon. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar after each word or each set of letters.
Okay, of course, if we
text
go back.
Text feed. Start. Instructions.
Beginning with your index finger, place the fingers of your right hand on J, K, L, and semicolon. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar after each word or each set of letters.
Now remember, this is not counting against our learning drills score. This is only practice. So VR right arrow drops your right arrow.
Start.
Let's
button.
Start.
Start.
Type the following
instructions.
Word. Ask. A. S. K. Space.
Okay, I'm going to turn quick nav off.
Heading not found. Quick nav off.
Okay, that was ASK. Now remember, these keys are now going to echo now. So I do A.
A. S. K. Space. Dad. D. A. D. Space.
Now let me try and do the wrong keys.
D,
now they
A,
won't echo
D,
because
space.
They're not the correct keys.
D. A. D.
So it's telling
space.
Me what keys to type again. So that's fine. D.
D
A.
D,
D. Space.
Space. A. Space.
And if I want to repeat it, tab key.
A. Space.
So good. A. Space.
A, space. Sad. S. A. D. Space.
Okay, and let me just keep typing the rest of the lesson.
F. A. D. Space. Less. L. A. S. S.
So it's
space.
Really not interfering with VoiceOver at all with that keyboard echo actually turned on, actually.
F. Space. A. Space. A. Space. As. A. S. Space. F. Space. Add. A. D. A. D. Space. Fad. A. D. Space. Sad. F. Space. Dad. D. Space. J. K. L.
Semicolon. J. K. L. Semicolon.
Space. J. K. L. Space. Lad. L. Space. Flask. F. L. A. S. K. Space. All. A. B. L. Space. A. S. D. F. Space.
A. S. D. F. Space.
A. F. Space. J. K. L. Semicolon.
J. K. L.
Semicolon. Space. Semicolon. L. K. J. Space.
Semicolon.
L. K. J. Space. Semicolon. L. K. J. Space.
Again, semicolon. L. K. J.
Space. A. Space.
A.
Space. Flask. F. L,
F-L-A-S-K,
K, space, falls,
falls, F-A-L-L,
space, A, space,
A,
space, sad, S, A, D, space, sad, D, space, fad, D, space, J, L, semicolon, K, space,
J, I'm gonna get this wrong,
L, semicolon,
K,
semicolon,
K,
space, K, semicolon, J, L, space,
okay, so K,
semicolon,
I'll press tab key to remind myself.
J, L, space,
okay, now J,
J, L, space, ask, A, S,
okay, ASK.
K, space, ask, A,
ASK
K, space, salad, S,
ooh, yummy.
A, L, A,
salad,
A,
L-A-D.
Space, salad, S,
again.
Your score,
alert.
73 words your per
score.
Minute and 0 minutes and 24 seconds, your accuracy. 95% with 5 errors.
Okay, so that's fine. 95% accuracy, not too bad.
73 words per minute time.
So VR
0
right
minute,
letter.
Okay.
Let's choose OK.
Button.
VR spacebar, contraption, spacebar.
Okay, quit, button.
And choose quit, VR spacebar,
double tap
spacebar,
to quit, practice lessons. Home keys
okay,
for...
Okay, and quick nav back on.
Quick nav on.
Of course, that's left and right arrow keys to toggle that on and off. So control up arrow.
Learning modes.
And
back button.
Back
learning modes. Talking
lesson
typer,
for the right
back
hand.
Button, Learning mode, Owen. Practice drill, lessons. Lesson, default lessons. Learning modes,
okay, so back button,
default, beginner. Home keys for the left hand, home keys for the right hand.
Yes, please, button. Via spacebar, control and spacebar.
Quit, button.
And our good old quit button.
Instructions.
Start
button.
Of course, I'm doing VR writer, instruction writer.
Beginning with your index finger, place the fingers of your right hand on J, K, L, and semicolon. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar after each word or each set of letters.
Let's just be text consistent. Let's just go back.
Instructions.
Have it speak to us. But
beginning with your index finger, place the fingers of your right hand on J, K, L, and semicolon. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar after each word or each set of letters.
Okay, so VR writing trotch runner.
Start button.
And before I choose start, I'm going to turn quick nav off.
Double tap quick nav off.
And now do VR spacebar contraption spacebar.
Start.
Type the following
instructions.
Word. Ask. A. S. K.
Okay, so we know how this works by now, so I'm just going to do the lesson. And I'll just shush and not talk and just do the lesson.
A. S. K. Space. Dad. D. A. D. D. Space. A. Space. A. Space. Sad. S. A. D. Space. Less. A. 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 Space. A. Space. A. Space. As. A. S. A. A. Space. Add a d space fad a d space sad s a d space dad a d space j k l semicolon j k l sem space j k l sem space lad l a d space flask f l a l a k space all a f space a s d f a d f space j k l s space semicolon l k j s j space semicolon l k j space s j space a space a space flask f space falls a space a space a space sad a d space sad d space fad a d space j l semicolon k space
j k,
l semicolon l semicolon k
space
space k semicolon j l space
k semicolon press tab key
j l space
okay, Joel,
L space ask a k space ask a k space salad a l space salad.
Your score 131 words per minute in 0 minutes and 13 seconds. Your accuracy 98% with one error.
Your score.
Okay, let me do VR writing interruption writer.
131 words per minute time.
Ooh,
0 minutes geez. And 13 seconds accuracy. 98% one errors.
Okay, cool.
Okay, button.
All right, so I was doing VR right and trying to go across that screen and VR spacebar, control spacebar on OK.
Okay, quit, button.
And let's choose quit, VR spacebar,
double tap to quit. Quit, default lessons. Home keys for the...
And quick nav back on again.
Quick nav on.
Now, of course, you don't have to keep using quick nav if you don't want to. I'm just using it here because I like the jump to the top of the screen. Of course, I could do VR left arrow and keep going up to the top, but I'm just lazy, so control up arrow.
Learning modes. Back button. Learning modes. Talking typer. Back
and
button.
And we're on the back button, so VR spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Talking typer. Login.
All right,
button.
Now the only thing we haven't done yet is the hurry scurry one. So I have a quick play of hurry scurry, and then what I'll do is we'll go and check Owen's score, we'll log out, and we'll finish the demo. So let's do VR writer control option right now.
Talking, log out, current user, lessons and drill, keyboard explorer, games, button.
Okay, there's games, VR
games.
On that one.
Talking typer, back button,
and
games,
down, VR writer,
heading,
runner.
Hurry scurry,
button. Choose hurry scurry,
hurry quit, button.
And we've got our famous
double
quit.
Tap to quit.
And a few more other options, so quit.
Instructions, button.
Of course I'm doing VR writer control option right
now. Double speed, button.
Speed of the ball.
Start. Button.
Start button.
Ball.
That's the ball
double
label.
Score.
And score.
Displays your score.
If you VR spacebar on any one of these,
ball, ball,
doesn't do anything. Okay.
Score. Ball. Right, start.
So back to the left
button.
And let's choose start.
Double tap now, to start the game.
I don't know if this game's actually got an end in it, but what we'll do, we'll play it for a little while, and then I'll ask it to stop with the stop button on the screen, and we'll see what our score is. Okay, so we'll just do a few. So let's do start. VR spacebar, control option, spacebar. Oh, actually, sorry. We forgot to get our instructions, because they actually weren't there on the screen with the text, were they? Let's just double check. VR right and control option, right arrow.
Ball. Score.
No. Okay, so let's go
ball,
back.
Ball. Start. Speed. Instructions.
Okay, let's have our
button.
Instructions spoken to us since they're not on the screen.
Double tap.
Type all the letters or words before the ball hits the floor. Tap the start button to begin play. While playing, press tab to repeat the next character. To stop the game, press the escape key twice or double tap the stop button.
There we go. Now that text instructions may have been on the screen, but I can't detect it with voiceover. All right, so VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Speed. But start.
And there's
button.
Our start button. VS spacebar control option.
Double
spacebar.
Tap to start.
S,
start.
A. And
stop.
D.
Now, voiceover was talking then. Let me just press tab. Oops. Quick nav off. Left and right. Remember, you don't have to do this if you're not using it.
Quick nav off.
Now press tab again.
S. A. N. D.
Ah, sand. So, and you know, pressing spacebar on this one. So, S. A. N. D.
Tide. T. I. E. D.
Tide.
Buzz. B. U. Z.
B. U. Z.
Lad.
Oh.
L. A. D.
L. A. D.
Sad.
Sad.
S. A. G.
Whoops. Tab.
S. A. G.
Oh, sag. I thought I said sad. S. A. G.
Lad. L. A. G.
You better start listening to what it's saying to me.
Fall. F. A. L. L.
As in letter gets spelled, so I know what the word is sometimes.
Yellow. Y. E.
That's fine. It's
L.
Yellow.
Pan. P. A. N.
It's pan. P. A. N.
Grew. G. R. E. W.
Grew, G-R-E-W.
Ask.
A. Ask. A-S-K.
Quit. Q. U. I. T.
That's quit. I actually thought it said quick. Q. U. I. T.
Paul. H. A. L.
Paul. Paul.
Labs. L. A. D.
L. A. D. S.
Last. L.
Last. L. A. S. T.
Ran. R. A.
Ran.
Mark. M.
Mark. M. R. K.
Lied. L. I. E. D.
Lied. L. I. D.
Ash.
Ash.
S.
S. H.
Zip. Z. I.
Zip, is it IP?
Lash. L.
It's 2:30.
Whoa.
Was. W. A. S.
I don't quite know what that ring sound was, but never mind. Let me get a bit tired. That might have been the ball hitting the ground on me when I was typing. So let me just press tab again.
W. A. S.
Okay, that was.
All. A.
Okay,
L.
So let me mistype this time. Yeah, that was me completely
mistyped. W. E. N. T.
So that's went, W-E-N-T.
Land, L-A-N-D.
So I'm going to do mistyping again, and I'm pretty sure it just goes on to the next word, so let me just do mistype.
Paid.
Yep.
P-A-I-D.
So paid, P-I-D.
Has, H, A.
Has.
Question,
question. Q. Q-E-S-T-A-N.
Flash, F.
Flash, whoops, I mistyped. I typed that properly.
Wave, W-A-V. E.
Wave. Wait. I'm typing too fast on this
sad
keyboard.
S.
All right.
A.
I am very sad. S-A-D.
Until. U. N.
Until. N-T-I-L.
Half.
Half.
H.
Past. No. Whoops. That's me cheeky. I mistyped it.
Dull. D. U. L. L.
Dull. D. U. L. L.
Died. D. I.
No.
E.
I haven't died
D.
yet. D-I-A-D.
Jag. J.
All right. So they'll
A.
do for the moment.
G.
Let's see where our score's going. So V left arrow control option left arrow.
Stop. Button.
And there's a stop button.
Stop alert. Your score.
Okay, let's check our score. So VR right arrow, option right arrow.
965 points.
Hmm.
Okay. Button.
Ah, so there we go. 965 points. Okay. So VR
spacebar. Quit. Button.
And then we've got quit button.
Instructions.
Instructions.
Speed.
Speed.
Start.
Start.
Ball.
And
score. Score.
No, we don't have a current score of the current
displays
game.
Displays your
previous
score.
Game. That's okay. So quick nav back on.
Quick nav on.
Screen.
Quit. Button.
Choose quit. VR spacebar. Control option.
Double
spacebar.
Quit. Games. Talking typer. Back button.
There's a back button.
Talking,
VR spacebar.
Talking typer. Login. Button.
All right. Let's go and see what Oren's time was today on talking typer. So what he did. So let's go down to admin.
Talking. Logger. Current. Lessons. And keyboard. Games. Help.
Oops.
Button.
Too quick. Back to the left.
Administrator.
There we go.
Button.
So VR spacebar. Control option. Spacebar.
administrator,
and
talking typer, back button,
students, so
administrator, students, but students, administrator,
so
back button,
VO writer, interruption writer,
student, add student, Owen,
there's Mr. Owen,
Owen, edit student, cancel student
doing.
Edit,
so
button, edits, save student, remove student, name, Owen, password, password, view results.
View results button.
Lesson results.
Lesson
heading.
Results. So VO writer, interruption writer.
Done. Wednesday, April 19th, 2017.
Okay, so Wednesday the 19th.
Home keys for the left hand.
Home keys for left hand.
Words, 26.
Words, 26.
WPM, 72.
72 words per minute.
Errors, 0.
Errors, 0.
Accuracy, 100.
Accuracy, 100.
Wednesday, April 19th. 2017.
Okay, Wednesday, April 19th, the same day.
Home keys for the right hand.
Home keys for the right hand.
Words, 28.
Words, 28.
WPM, 131.
Words per minute, 131.
Errors, 1.
Errors, 1.
Accuracy, 98. 90%. Accuracy.
And that's it for the screen. So top of screen.
Lesson results. Heading.
Of course, that was control up arrow, so VO right arrow.
Done. Button.
She's done. VO spacebar and drop and spacebar.
Done. Edit student. View results.
And
button. Cancel student edit. Button.
I don't need to edit cancel
students.
It.
Administrator. Back button.
Okay, we're on the back button already. So VO spacebar and drop and spacebar.
Administrator. Talking typer. Back button.
And again on the back button.
Talking typer.
Screen.
Login. Button.
Okay, and Mr. Owen's worked very hard today, so let's log him out. So VO writer and interruption writer.
Talking. Log out. Button.
Log out.
Alert. Log out. Use quick nav off. Are you sure you want to log Owen out? Quick nav on.
Are you sure you want to log Owen out? I am indeed.
Cancel.
So VO
button. Yes. Button.
And VO spacebar and drop spacebar. Yes.
Yes. Alert. Logged out. Quick nav off.
Okay. VO writer and interruption writer.
Student was logged out. Okay.
And
button.
VO spacebar and drop spacebar. Okay.
Okay. Talking typer. Login. Button.
Okay, and of course, if I go and
talking
check...
Talking type, log out, current user.
Current user, it's going to say...
Current user.
Bar, nothing, okay, because I'm
double
not currently logged
in. Double tap to practice or take lessons.
So there we go. That's the demo of talking typer for you using VoiceOver, in this case on my iPad Pro with my smart keyboard. And as I said during the demo a few times, I'm just using quick nav because I primarily like that control up arrow when quick nav is on, so I can jump to the top of the screen quickly. It's a four-finger double tap at the top of the screen or the bottom of the screen to jump to top and the bottom. And let me just press the home button.
FaceTime.
And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.